I'm Laura Winters. Good morning. It's Thursday, November 23rd, Thanksgiving Day. We begin with word the incident at the U.S.-Canadian border was not a terrorist attack. Here is New York Governor Democrat Kathy Hochul.
There is no sign of terrorist activity with respect to this crash.
And the governor telling reporters,
just to calm everybody down, this is really important because based on what's happening in other parts of the world, everybody is on edge. And this is an international border.
More now on our top story from USA's John Schaefer.
Airports throughout the U.S. are on heightened alert after a car exploded on a bridge near the U.S.-Canadian border in Buffalo, New York. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau provided an update on the situation.
There are a lot of questions, and we are following up to try and get as many answers as rapidly as possible. We are in close contact with U.S. officials, and we'll continue to work closely with them.
Reports say two people died and images of twisted metal have emerged. Eyewitnesses describe a car accelerating directly into an inspection booth on the U.S.-Canadian border on the Rainbow Bridge in Niagara Falls.
Our other top story here at USA News, Israel and Hamas have agreed to a deal that would release some of the hundreds of hostages being held in Gaza by the terrorists in exchange for a pause in the fighting. Under the terms of this agreement, some 50 hostages will be freed, including 30 children and some women. In exchange, Israel will release 150 Palestinians who are being held in Israeli prisons, along with adhering to a temporary ceasefire in Gaza. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan telling reporters,
the big move happened late last week when President Biden spoke first with Prime Minister Netanyahu and then with the Emir of Qatar to say how many hostages for how many days in return for how many Palestinian prisoners. And it was really the work to refine those details.
This is USA News.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-500-2021. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-500-2021. 800-500-2021. That's 800-500-2021.
The result of a new poll on gun ownership may surprise you. USA's Corey Myers on the story.
More than half of American voters say they or someone they live with owns a gun. An NBC News national poll showed 52% said so. That's up from 46% in 2019. Not surprisingly, gun ownership falls along partisan lines, with 2 in 3 Republican voters saying they or someone in their house owns a gun. Less than half of independents and Democrats said the same. White voters tended to say they own guns at higher rates than Black or Latino voters. I'm Corey Myers.
Turning now to politics, the 2024 debate schedule has been released for the 3 presidential debates and the 1 vice presidential debate. The opener will be Monday, September 16th at Texas State University. Then the vice presidential debate will be taking place the following Wednesday on September 25th at Lafayette College in Easton, Pennsylvania. Then the 2nd presidential debate Tuesday, October 1st at Virginia State University in Petersburg, VA, and then the 3rd and final presidential debate taking place October 9th at the University of Utah in Salt Lake City. All 4 debates will start at 9 p.m. Eastern and last 90 minutes with no commercials. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Flight, made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks, rewrites the book on burgers. Go to omahasteaks.com, use promo code TREAT at checkout for an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping when you order the $79.99 Burger Perfection Flight, a fantastic array of pure ground steak on a bun burger greatness. For $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight, use promo code TREAT at checkout at omahasteaks.com and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.